Alistair Begg once said, "We can do more than pray after we have prayed, but not until." Is that your approach to things in your life? You know, I wish I could say it was mine all the time, but I have to confess, I catch myself more times than not praying that God would fix what I've already stepped into. So may we learn together that the one thing we must do and do first is pray. Welcome to Day by Day. James chapter 5, verse 13. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone among you cheerful? Let him sing praise. We're about to finish up our study through the book of James, and James is going to end on the same note in which he began, suffering. Well, why does James spend so much time addressing this issue of suffering? He talks about suffering in chapter 1 and then returns to the theme here in chapter 5. James focuses on this theme because many of his readers, they were in the midst of it. They had been forced to escape their homes in Palestine because of persecution, and now they face hostility from other Jews who were not Christian and from the pagan culture as well. So James asked the question, is anyone suffering? Well, of course people are suffering. He just wrote about it, right? Remember back in verses 7 through 11 about being patient under trial and not grumbling, remembering the former prophets who also endured suffering? So of course there were those suffering. The question is meant to grab their attention. What should the sufferer do? Well, he should pray. If he's going to patiently endure, he must be praying. If he's going to hold his tongue and not grumble, he must be praying for the Holy Spirit to strengthen him. This is faith in action. It is a prayer-driven faith. What's the antidote to revenge and anxiousness? Well, it's prayer. And hopefully, there were those who had a cheerful disposition in their circumstance, counting all things joy. This is not referring to those who are physically well, but those who had a spirit that was joyful. What are they to do? Just like the sufferer is supposed to pray for comfort, the cheerful one is to sing praises, thanking God for comfort given. One is to get on his knees, the other is to lift his hands. Both are forms of prayer. You can't go to the well of God's grace too much through the means of prayer. Today, please pray for Dennis Lopez and his family, our missionaries in Honduras. And also remember the Khmer Life Word broadcast heard in Cambodia.